All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more City of Broken Dreamers. Let's go ahead and get started. Yeah. Do you think they'll be okay? Seems they had contingency plans. Why do I even care? They make fucking cinder. I should hate them. People are complicated, or fuck them, they aren't worth it. Don't worry about them, they clearly don't give a shit about you. Not all of them. Heck, Clarence used to be nice. A lot of them did. Nothing simple, Abby. She's right. Are you okay back there? You sound a little bit out of it now. I'm fine. We'll have Katie take a look at you. And after that, go on the offensive. You're serious? She's not looking good. He's right, we can't hide anymore, if you're sure. We're almost back. We're here. Good. Gloria, hold up. Will you be okay? I just want to get home, or whatever we're calling it. Come on, let's get you inside. The stairway to heaven? Oh, not again. This should be good. You can't tell a soul about this place. Lips are sealed. I mean it. So is the silence about this being your hideout, or more because it's a sleazy brothel? Both. How safe is it? Pretty safe. The owner is skilled and paranoid. The right combination. It's worked longer than anywhere else. Also, kind of creepy. That probably helps. I'll take what I can get. At least it looks more comfy than an old warehouse or down in an abandoned subway junction in Milltown? Exactly. Never doing that again. You shouldn't have to. Just glad I could help. You're back, did you? Gloria, oh thank God. Ellen, you really okay? I almost didn't believe it. Hey, kiddo, yeah, I'm still kicking. What about you? Are you... Ellen, I'm so sorry. Not another word. Nothing to be sorry about. What's wrong, though? You look... She's been pretty tired since we left. I'll be okay. You look familiar. Hold on, aren't you that singer from the 30s? Ellen, meet Abby. Abby, Ellen Lane. Grim, you did good. Not even mad you didn't take me along. Coming from you, that means a lot. Yeah, but first things first. Come on, Gloria, let's clean you up. Do you have a shirt without holes in it? Not sure how I keep finding these. Creepy or not, this place has a charm to it. Kinda has a charm to it. But I probably shouldn't overstay my welcome. Yeah, I'll get you home. A new sister! A sex bot, that is so prime! Venus, no! Curious, are these cosmetic? Do you think I should ask Mama to add some? Hey, what are you doing? Venus, stop! Was I acting too impulsively again? Yeah, you need to work on that. My apologies, I'm still learning. That was something. You'll have to forgive Venus. And I'm talking about a robot like she's people. Been a long couple of weeks, to say the least. So, yeah, so I should probably get home. The fam's gonna be getting worried. Heh, yeah, let's go. Later on the way, back to Abby's. Hey, pull over here. Now? Please. Something wrong? Thank you. Abby, wait, where are you going? Possible clue. Found it. We got an image. It is... Oh, that's cool. Abby, wait, where are you going? Come on, follow me. What's this all about? You know how there's always one place that makes you... You know how there's always that one place you feel safe at? I think so, yeah. This is my special place. I used to come here as a kid. Just loved the atmosphere. Especially at night, you know? The neon lights up the city. The flash of the cars as they pass by. Abby. Later, I wondered what would happen if I just threw myself into traffic or off the bridge. Figured, fuck it, why not? I just lost all this weight over the summer. School was starting up. I wasn't just a fat girl. And then, boom, what was supposed to be my best year ever became a nightmare. But you pulled through. Barely. You know some of what happened. You know what stopped me? Thinking about how much it would hurt my pops if he found me splattered against a car. How much Shandy would cry. If it wasn't for them. You made the right choice and I'm glad you did. Well, it wasn't easy, but it gets easier. I know it must have been difficult. I'm not even going to try to relate. I think you might more than you think. Make sure you keep up. Hey, wait! Abby! Damn it, where'd you go? Down here. There you are. I assume there's a reason you ran off? Yeah, just look around. I feel like I'm missing something. Just listen, you hear that? I just hear crickets. Exactly. Where else would you hear that? Only place in the valley this quiet. When Baynard built this treatment plant downriver, the district made them build a park here for all the rich bitches like me. Of course, who goes to a park anymore? I think I could learn to. Who needs nature when you got VR? They're lost, am I right? Mind if I sit down? No one's stopping you. They had this water flown in, can you believe it? Probably the only clean water in the city. I'm glad you showed me this place. Got more to show you. Abby, what are you doing? You really asking? I can spell it out for you. Are you coming in? Ah, and you're sure it's clean? Positive. Come on, it's nice. Abby swims out to the middle of the river. Come on, Abby. Please don't make me come in there to get you. Abby? Why aren't you coming in? What about a current? Current? It's a small river. What's the matter? I'm not exactly the best swimmer. Are you serious? Aren't you military? If you can't swim, how did you get through? Never said I couldn't swim, just not very good at it. Big bad ghost has to doggy paddle, huh? See, now you're asking for it. Ha! We'll stay in the shallow part. Yeah, I am asking for it, aren't I? Come closer. Better? Much. And are you sure about this? You never have asked that of Chandra. Well, I guess not. I'm not a kid. I never thought that. You're beautiful. Thank you. It's nice to hear. Don't let anyone tell you different. Can you kiss me? I think I can do that. Mmm. You hold Abby close as you taste the sweetness of her lips. Mmm, thank you. For? Everything. Saving me. Not treating me like a freak. If you think you have to do this to thank me. No, I want to do this because of that and you, if it makes sense. That's not wrong? I guess not, in that case. These can go. Heh, something is always in the way. Lean back. Whoa! Heh, that's better. Holy, what? Nothing. Well, take it slow. If you get uncomfortable, just let me know. I'll be fine. Abby takes your finger into her mouth. I can see that. Turn her around or get up on the rock?
Get up on the rock.
Why don't we get in a better position? Heh, not too cold? You might have to warm me up. Oh, I'm sure I can. Abby shifts her body closer to you. The warmth of her breath counters the cold around you. She gently begins to kiss down along your shaft. That feels good. Does it now? Yes. Ha, glad you like it. I'm pretty sure I do. Let's see what I can manage here. Just take your time. Her lips wrap around your tip and she begins to suck on you gently.
Oh, it tastes like 100 other girls been here before.
She inches her way down your shaft. Fuck me. Your cock begins to swell even more inside her mouth. That feels great. She continues to take you in while stroking your cock. Mmm. Phew, thank you. With a great cock like that, the feeling is mutual. Doggy blowjob or let her ride you?
You're already getting a blowjob, I figure.
Not quite.
See what the blowjob is. Start that and then...
Why don't we get in a better position? Oh, okay, that was okay.
That was the blowjob.
Alright. We got it. Okay. Well, you guys got to see the blowjob again, so there you go.
Doggy. It looked like it opened up a couple more
times. Yeah, I want to see the other side of you. Careful now. Doing my best here. Oh, holy shit. Good? Hey, yeah, just nice and slow. Phew, I'll let you go at your own pace. I appreciate that. Okay, ease up. You have me far too excited. Did that feel too good? It was wonderful. Yeah, it was. Now maybe there's something I can do for you. You want to get on top? You read my mind. Don't you dare tell Chandra about this. Hey, it's certainly good ammunition. Well, shit. Abby lifts herself on top of you and begins to slide down slowly. Nice and easy. Oh, wow, that's truly incredible. There you go. Take your time. Oh, that is really good. She pushes all the way down and squeezes tightly around you. Yes, Abby, that's it. Abby hollers out. Her voice echoes over the river. Oh, fuck, yes. Now, should I quicken the pace? It's all up to you. Pushing herself up and down, her body twitches as you move in and out of her. Holy shit! Here it comes again! Again, her scream of pleasure echoes around you. Oh my god, yes! You got me all excited, so what now? Finish inside her or finish on her? We're gonna finish on her. I'm not finishing inside anybody. Here, sit down.
I ain't seen one where we've got anyone pregnant yet.
Right here. That works. I'm glad you came with me today. So am I. It was nice being useful. I've been a burden on people I care about for way too long. You weren't a burden at all. Damn straight I'm not. Duly noted. Abby slides down the rock partway into the water. Come for me. Oh shit, here it comes. Damn, dude, I wasn't expecting so much. Shit, we should probably get dressed, huh? Yeah, I should get you home. I'm sure I left them here. Aha! Found them? Yeah. Shit, my shirt? It's a little wet. I guess I'll have to come up with some excuse. Won't be the first time. Ready? Yeah, they're gonna be worried sick. But damn, do I have a story for Shandy. And here I thought Baynard would be the death of me. I'm just fucking with you. No, nothing on her face. Something there, it says possible clue, but I don't see it. Having a hard time finding this one. It's there, but I don't know where. I might not be able to find this one. Have hit it real well. Keep thinking it would be in these windows. Nice.
What about in the car, like the mirror?
I checked the mirror. Thought maybe it would be on her eye because it says there's something on my face. Shit, man. We might not be able to get this one. Other than permanent impressions left by your mask? Yeah, other than that. Hey, not really. Just basking in the afterglow. You know, usually you do the basking in a bed. Now, where is the adventure in that? I think I know why I like you. That a confession? Because that sounded very middle school. Let's say this was fun and leave it at that. Abby steps outside the car and stretches. Well, in that case, I'll have to try harder. Stop trying to get me off at the job and let me head back home. Hey, serious talk. Take care of her, okay? And keep in touch. You too. Anything you need, you know how to find me. Same. Now go show those corp bastards they don't own this town. Sam, we should probably get back. Yes, sir. Do be careful heading back. LAPD traffic has been heightened. Will do. An hour later, back at the stairway. An hour later, damn. Hey, Venus. Grim, welcome back. Anything to report? Not that I'm aware. Glenn awake? I need to talk to him. The kitchen, I believe. Thanks. Oh, hey, you're alive. You want a coffee? No time right now. I wanted to talk to you about the plan. How's her ID coming? Done on my end, but you still need to get me the network module from one of their mechs or grab one from a relay station. Now, they're both a little different, but either one will work because... Right. Which one of those is the easiest to get? The mech. Relay stations are all very secured right now. And once I have it, that's it? Oh no, I wouldn't know what to do with it if I had it. Kay should be able to cover it. You know Kay? She contacted me while you were out. She said she liked my work. She seemed nice. Don't even know why I'm surprised. Anyway, once that's done, let me know. No point in going over the last part until then. Okay. Thank God you're back. I thought I heard you. Yeah, I was just coming to see you. Heh, well, I found you first. So you found her? He must have. He was asking about her sculpt. Glenn, right? Could you give us a minute? Yeah, sure. Remember, network module. Ask your hacker. They can explain better than I can. Well, do. Thanks, Glenn. So what's up, Doc? It's about Gloria. How is she? Hard to say. Active at one moment, tired the next. Trauma can do that. And you? I'll be alright. Did she use her powers at all? A little. When we found her, she moved some stuff for us. Okay, how did she react? Better than before, I think? Good. Something wrong, Doc? Nothing yet. I'm running some simulators. Let's not worry until... Gloria, what are you doing here? I was looking for Grimm. What's up? We have something to discuss. I know you're heading out soon. You're taking me with you. No way! I'm not asking. It's too dangerous. I can't. I know that. Look, I'm not throwing a tantrum here or out for excitement. This is my life. I need to have some say in how it goes. Besides, you've seen what I can do. I can help keep you safe. Gloria, this isn't a game. You think I don't know that, after everything? Gloria, Grimm's right. It's too dangerous out there. You can risk your life for me, but I can't? Gloria, I can do this. Then promise me this. Don't use your powers unless absolutely necessary. I can control them better now, Katie. Just promise me, okay? Okay, I promise. Okay, then. Would that work, Grimm? What, you're actually okay with this? She has a point. She isn't a child. Not a chance. Look, I'll follow your directions in everything. Grimm, it's her choice. Besides, if she really wanted to, you can't hold her back. This is a bad idea. That's not a no. Fine. And I have to ask, is that really the best thing you could find here? You've seen the other options. At least I'm somewhat covered. Kind of reminds me of an old comic book character Henry showed me once. Huh, sounds like my dad. But we're going shopping after this. Deal? Deal. Okay, if you're coming, you follow my orders, clear? Yes, I promise. And you get to tell Sonya because I'm not. Careful out there. You too. So where are we going? We need to see Sonya's friend. Wait, she's here? I had a feeling she might be, but I'm glad she's back with you. She actually saved my ass after, you know, I'd be dead if it wasn't for her. The feelings I get from our dreams, I can tell she's not a bad person. Don't let her hear you say that. She wants to help. She already has. We never would have found you again if it wasn't for her. Hey, wait up! Sonya, nice to finally meet you. Stumbling over her words. Shit, Gloria, hey, we're apparently going to see a friend of yours. We? Wait, no way she's coming with us. I am, and I just had this argument with Grimm. No way, I'm not watching another girl die because of this bullshit. Sonya, I know you did what you thought you had to back then, and you were hurting me. Back then and when you were hurting me. It's hard to explain. I can only apologize. My pride too often gets the best of me. You don't have to like me, But that isn't going to stop me from reversing this mess. The past is the past. I don't blame you. You didn't know. Now let's go. I'll be in the car. Damn, Grim, this isn't right. We can't bring her. I don't like it either. Then why allow it? I'm not doing this to lead her to her death. We won't let that happen. She isn't safe anywhere. Whether she's here or along with us, we never know when they'll come for her. So we charge headfirst into the storm with her? Great plan. You think I want this? I don't. She already tried to take things into her own hands, and how did that turn out? Fuck, if something happens, I don't. I know, let's just make sure nothing does. But is that a promise we can keep? Not much further now. Kay, we're just around the corner. She opened the gate. Come on, you two. What's she like? Kay? A little odd, but she seems like good people. She's not a gawker, is she? I get the feeling the less she has to deal with the people, the better. Blech, let's try that again. I get the feeling the less she has to deal with people, the better. Okay, good. Alright, Kay, I need your help again. What the frack? You brought the mark. I know you like your privacy, but she... This is so fucking prime. Omega Prime. Hey, Mark, what's up? Mark? I'm Kay. Do something cool. What? Here, move the chair. Wait, even better, blow up the TV. I won't even be mad. Well, Kay, take it easy. Keep acting like that and she'll likely explode your head. Shit, right. Just always wanted to meet a superhero. Sorry. Okay, calming down. Forgive me, fangirling. You're all over the nets now. People see you as a symbol and... I'm just me. Wait, I'm a symbol? Right, I should have calculated this. Anyway, Grim, you're here about the mech? Right. Running some patterns, I'll let you know when I find the best option. Again, what's this about a symbol? Just ignore her. She gets this way sometimes, Gloria. Make yourself at home. Just be careful about that girl tied up in the basement. Girl in the... You know what? I'm gonna sit down and decompress. Grim, work with Kay to find a suitable target for us. I'll head up and keep watch. Make sure we don't have any unexpected guests. Why does she keep calling me a mark? It's what we call our targets. For me, it keeps it from getting personal. For her, fucked if I know. I gave up trying to understand Kay a while ago. I just roll with it. Saves me some sanity. She's different than I'd expect your partner to be. I can see that. Just don't blow her up, please. She's a little loca, but she means well. I'll do my best. You okay there? Never better. I think I'll rest some. Check with Kay, check with Sonya, or check on Sasha.
Work her way down the line.
Yeah. Ha, so I have a question for you about her. Sure. Under her breath, don't you think she's the perfect waifu? What? Didn't know you were into girls. It's not about that. It's just so neat. Don't worry, she's all yours. I have no idea how to respond to that. You're right, she's too pure for this world. Let's just talk about work, okay? Right, so what do we need? We need a police mech, you know? One of the big ones. That could be tough. Can I ask the reason? For their LAPD comm system. Oh shit, you want into their system. Take a back door with one of those. I like it. You're gonna bring that back to me, right? Right? Sure, I thought that would take convincing. Convince me to help break into LAPD's network? Hell, I get that hot and bothered just thinking about it. Fun. Let me bring up the schematic. Okay, first, you can't just blow it up. We need its network module. When they go down, they fry those automatically so people like us can't spoof their way into the system. So we trap it and pull it out. Yup, but that's gonna take time. We need to find one that is on patrol away from its pals. Okay, right here. It's out of the way. The water pumps in northern San Bernardino? Out of the way is an understatement. Do they even have jurisdiction? Has that ever stopped them before? Here's where you'll hit it. Sparsely populated, not many ways in or out. So no easy way out for the mech or us. Perfect. Remember, this is important. You can disable it, but do not damage the CPU or the main body. Right here on top. That's where the network core is located. Rip that thing out before it gets a chance to fry itself. Sounds good. Anything else we need to know? Yeah, watch out for chupacabras. There have been 17 missing goats in the last month. Those don't exist, you know. That's what they want you to think. Don't say I didn't look out for you. Sir, you have a call from a young Miss White. Ugh, answer it. Hey, I have to be quiet. Check this out, Giggles. Check what out? What's this about? I'm doing what you told me to do. Oh shit, make sure I can hear. Yeah, my dude, she is lit right now. Did you do something to piss her off? Quiet, let me listen. Log me in, Michelle. Voice authentication, Charlie Omega Beta Delta. Ah, God. Any new evidence from the Lakewood location? DNA tracing currently is inconclusive and more sweeps are needed. No evidence of Miss Connor as of yet. Forget it. If she was there, she is long gone now. Very well, anything else? Still no evidence of Grimm's remains? Negative. Damn, we'd prefer to know one way or the other. What about his personal midlife crisis on wheels? Can we track that? It does not have a VIN tracker. Not in the usual sense, I mean visually. Have any cameras picked it up? Someone must have seen it. Negative. That has been attempted as well. Only 75% of the surveillance network is back online. This leaves large gaps in which he can operate if he's still alive. Localized scans to Lakewood and its surroundings. There are even fewer active cameras and drones there, Miss White. Do it anyway. Oh shit. Shh. Scanning. Any hits? Multiple, none able to be confirmed. Well then analyze what we do have. The city is under curfew. We can't have that many hits. Of course, Miss White. You can't hide much longer, Grimm. Maybe a dated way of doing it, but we will find you. Oh shit. Chandra, fucking quiet. Log me out. Such a headache. Nobody can do anything right, it would seem. I need to release some stress or I'll go insane. You filthy, brutish monster, I know what you want. Uh-oh. Are you gonna hold me down, Grimm? Treat me like an animal? Okay, I'm hanging up. Best part is coming up. Ugh. Oh yes, fuck me. Yes, yes, fuck me like the beast you are. Make me yours. Holy shit, Chandra, you're crazy. I am now hanging up. Not sleeping for a week. You know you loved it. Goodbye, Chandra.
Sonia.
Sasha.
Did you not check the Sonia already?
Shit, I just, but sometimes they don't let me do but a few options. Shit, I just need to discuss something with Sonia. Hey, Sonia, hey. What you looking at? Anything exciting? Nothing much. I haven't seen it this quiet here ever. Enjoy it while you can. We've been lucky so far, but all it takes is one bad scan. Nobody's watching cams up north. We should go back up there. You know I can't stand the cold. And I can? It was freezing my ass off up there. Anyway, I wasn't being serious. Why the north, anyway? Why did I go up there? Or why did I go up there, rather? Yeah, you and Snow were never a combination that would pop up in my head. Ugh, it wasn't all that bad and the jobs were decent. Moving between borders was way easier than here. Well, that knowledge might come in handy. We'll need a place to go when all this is over. Don't think that's the best option. I say we hit Mexico and never look back. What do you mean? Too quiet up there, even on a job. Only thing to do half the time is sit with your thoughts. Not a place I like to be, hence why I'm back. Well, take it from me, I'm glad you are. I miss just having you around, someone I can trust. Doubt you thought that a week ago. Heh, well I trusted you'd do the right thing, or I'd get a bullet in the head and it wouldn't matter. Had you right in my sights, don't kid around. What did Kay say anyway? She found a location of a mech we can go after. We can go after that won't be able to get support quickly. How much time we looking at? 5 minutes. Fuck me, that's cutting it close. Best shot we got. Not like we have any other choice, do we? And how about Gloria? How's she holding up? Can't say for certain. just trying to give her space. I'm as far from a shrink as you will ever get, but even I say that's probably for the best. If she wants to talk about anything, I figure I'll let her do it in her own time. Shit's getting late. You should get back and rest up. God knows you need it. I need you back in your prime. You're okay watching here for a bit longer? Yes, you cock muncher. I'll wake your ass if I need you. You haven't changed. Never, babe. I'll be back. Just need to check on something first. How are you holding up? Oh, piss off. Just let me go. You know we can't do that. Not yet, anyway. And how am I holding up? Uncomfortable and handcuffed. What do you think? Can you at least let me out of these? You know I can't do that either. You get off this... You get off on this shit?
Keep approaching.
Look, if I brought you some water... I brought you some water. Figured you must be thirsty. Is that supposed to make this better? Give me stay-home syndrome? Stockholm. And just take it. Thanks. Better? Sasha downs the entire glass. I guess so. So what? You get the girlie back? Can I go now? We did, right where you said she'd be. Little Big didn't fuck you up? No, that he didn't. How the fuck did you manage that? Even scares the shit out of Sesh. We came to an understanding. So I can go then? What? No? Come on, I promise I won't tell anyone. I can't. Is this how I go out, killed by a fucking spook? Just look after my brother, okay? We're not gonna hurt you, but we can't let you go yet. It's too dangerous. I won't say shit. We both know that's bullshit. Heh, yeah, you got me there. So you won't kill me and you won't let me go, so... Do you need me to spell it out for you? Pretend I do. Everyone's after Gloria. I'm sure you understand why. Well, you got her back, so... Yeah, we've also got the cops, Baynard, and probably Volstock looking for us. Not to mention there might be a red moon out there, and that's just the start. So turn her in. It's not the plan. So how's that my problem? You made it your problem when you took her. You and the Pit, the LAPD just raided them as we left. You think they aren't going to find out who took her in? Oh, wonderful. I'm stuck with a ghost of moral problems. Let's just say I had a change in priorities. Look, I'm just looking out for her and my friends. You're the wild card. I'm sorry. I don't care. I have people I need to look after. They matter to me. Like who? None of your fucking business. I know. It's my fucking brother, okay? He's all I have and the same. He's probably worried sick. Sorry. Yeah, sorry and a dollar still won't buy me shit. Sir, I could send him a message via an untraceable back channel. Good idea, Sam. Who? My AI says he can send your brother a message. Untraceable. Tell him I'm bored, but fine. I can do an audio recording, sir. Tell him yourself, he will hear you. Then... hey, Paul, it's Sis. I did something stupid again. What else is new, right? Anyways, I'm okay right now, but it may be a few days before I get back home. Don't let any of the other bolters give you shit. They do. Tell them they answer to me. Take care of yourself, okay? Love you. Sir, message has been sent. There, he'll get that. Well, thank you for that, at least. That doesn't make us even. Hey, I gotta head out, but I'll make sure you get some things to pass the time. See if that crazy girl is a game or something. I'm bored out of my tits down here. Yeah, knowing her, you might be in luck. Now, you gonna be okay there? Yeah, just getting really tired. Not to mention these boots are killing me. Yeah, when your clothes are worn by bots, I don't think comfort is all that important. Tell me about it. Ugh. Ah. There we go. If you don't mind, could you look away for a second? Of course, just wanted to say, I'm sure you're nervous, but make sure to rest up. Tomorrow is going to be a hell of a day. I'll try. Am I allowed to turn around now? Yeah. Grim, when is this going to end? How is this going to end? I don't know, but we know what we have to do. And after that, one thing at a time, we'll worry about that after. Just be careful tomorrow. I should be saying that to you. Thank you, by the way. Hey, just get some sleep. I'll try. Of course, you saying that is going to make that hard. Under your breath, shit, Gloria. Yeah, bad thought. Sonya would kill me. And Katie and Ellen. Venus would understand, though. Sleep tight, Gloria. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. Sam, how much time do we have? 4 hours and 12 minutes, sir. Just like back in basic. And I can't make you coffee here, sir. Shut up, Sam. Yes, sir, you have a good night. Alright. That seems like a good spot to leave off at. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of City of Broken Dreamers, and we'll see you next week for another. This is the Grimlord Dead Penetration, and we're out.
Later.